WGEL presents Homegrown Music with Swamp Weiss. Tell us about the program, Swamp.
Hey, I'd love to, John. Local artists, some old favorites, original tunes.
Swamp, it's August, big guy.
It's August.
Yay. Well, you guys had a great month last month. Tell us who's with us here today.
Well, we finally captured Goose Miller here. Came and seen us at Toasties here last month.
Last month, yeah. During the big July the 4th, Fourth Fest. I was nice right there with Bomberger, man. Yeah. And Miss Aaron. And we've got a Miss Aaron tune coming up here at, later in the show. But right now, you guys introduce what you want to do and tell the folks what the songs you're going to do. And
let's start out with a traditional tune. Deep Ellum Blues. Deep Ellum. Try to get ourselves warmed up here.
I know I've heard people do it for years, but I think Garcia is the guy that we kind of copied after a little bit.
Yeah, if I'm in the band, probably Garcia. Yeah. Yeah,
it's not a bad guy to take after, is it?
I guess I'll just start her out.
Yeah, that'll be ready. Here we go.
Put your money in your pants. Women in Deep Ellum won't give a man a chance. Oh, sweet mama, daddy's got them Deep Ellum blues. Oh, sweet mama, your daddy's got them Deep Ellum blues. Go down to Deep Ellum, have a little fun. Get your $10 ready when the police van comes. Oh, sweet mama, daddy's got them Deep Ellum blues. Oh, sweet mama, your daddy's got them Deep Ellum blues. Oh, sweet mama.
Hopping Goose here, right here on the homegrown almost, program here.
Almost live here, I think.
Almost live, yes. Practically. Cool. We got heartbeats. Yeah. We got more.
What are you going to do next, Goose?
Well, I was thinking about maybe I'll do the first song I think I remember writing. And I think at this, you got to remember that a 20-year-old kid wrote this.
Okay.
But it's kind of still rings true with me today. And
okay.
I think Bose kind of liked it, so that's always a good sign. You know?
Do I know this?
Yeah.
Yeah. this broke down town. Take me away.
Wow, sweet guys, great, yeah.
I think Bose actually wrote another verse to that.
Oh, right.
I haven't quite got around to learning, or maybe on the album he's going to sing that verse, maybe.
Could be.
Hey, all right.
Yeah, mighty fun.
Yes, sir. You guys did a great job at Fourth Fest. Toasties, right there at Toasties.
We got a last-minute addition there, I think.
What last ones in are usually the best ones.
Randy Allman said the local legend that says that loco.
Loco. Local. I saw that too. I said, yeah.
I read the legend thing and I thought maybe Swamp, but I didn't know that I'd find that status.
You were 25 years old.
Well, I've got that. Yeah. I'm definitely.
Hey, that's a pretty good song. You said you wrote that when you were 20 years old.
Yeah. I think right around the time I met and started playing with you, which would have been 94.
Yeah.
95, somewhere in that era. Yeah,
remember Bob Durbin? We still play rock and roll too. We have had Bob along on drums, and he was a young guy at that point.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that it might have been under 21.
He's pretty young. Bob Durbin though, and he was always razzing me about being an old man. We played an outdoor gig one time. He played with us and on drums, and like I say, he was 20-something, young 20. Great drummer, but he said, hey, you need help up on the stage? I said, do your mom and dad know you're out this late? That was our beginning of our relationship there. So.
And what, 30 years later now? 30 years later. To even do the math, but we put in a lot of hours on stage together, sure.
Amen. Yeah. Hey, when you guys were out there Saturday, you tried to get this lady to come sing with you, and she had something else to do, I guess. But Aaron O'Toole we're talking about here.
Right,
yeah, we got a song from her coming up next, Swamp. And I think the name of it is Outside of Heaven's Door. But there's some Swamp. There we go again.
My feet are a little too muddy to be walking on them streets to go. I said my feet are a little too muddy to be walking on them streets to go.
Loving arms. If I could just stand
Swamp, what we got going next here?
Well, you know, August is fair time, and the state fair is this time of year, and this and that, Bond County Fair and all that kind of thing. There's a guy that his name is kind of synonymous with all that kind of thing, was George Ports, who passed away not too long ago. And he was really a fiddle promoter, and in fact, he was a national champion in 82, I think it is. And that's quite a distinction because, boy, there's a lot of people, they pulled that out, Weiser, Idaho, out there, and everybody comes from every place. So first place there, that really, really means something. And he's won some other contests along the way. But anyway, he passed away not too long ago. I just wanted to have a little salute to George. The first time I saw Allison Krauss, she's 11 years old, at one of George's contests in Highland over here. And just going crazy on the fiddle. She didn't win that year. In the meantime, I got to know her, and then she came back the second time, and she won, of course. But anyway, George was a real mentor to young people particularly, and really tried to coax them along and help them along. So anyway, we'll send this out to George. And this is a live recording that David, my old friend David Johnson, got a hold of somehow. This is ultra rare, and the quality of it is not too bad. I listened to it a while ago, and it sounds pretty good.
Yes, it does.
This was recorded at the Greenville College Student Union for some reason. I don't know how the boys, I call them the boys, Bruce and David, I don't know how they met George, but they met up with George, and Dave is playing banjo, and Bruce is playing mandolin, and playing guitar, George on the fiddle. This is a Bill Monroe tune called Kentucky Mandolin. Let's see what you think.
Swamp, good. Hey, some of good George Ports. Hey, man.
Good George, I miss him.
Yes, sir.
He is a real fiddle booster there.
Yeah. And, another fellow that we lost here in the last year, and that he was a super piano player, and if you ever were at some of the dinners and things at Greenville College, he was usually that guy playing the piano while the dinner was going on, and he did a great job on the piano. And this is Mark Beatty, and he was vice president over at the bank for many years, over at what used to be called First Bank and is now People's Bank. And Mark retired a few years back and was down in Florida and doing fine. And we lost him last year, and I want to play one of his tunes here. It's a real short little ditty he did on the piano. And we'll just do it right now, Swamp. Here we go. Our friend Mark Beatty, and we recently lost him, and he was a super businessman around town and a mighty fine piano player. Hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. Hey, Swamp, here comes here goes my old buddy Randy Hamill. Yeah, it's called Sin City, I believe.
A song written by the late Graham Parsons, who Randy's a big fan of. I like him a lot, too, and I think I'm probably playing guitar with Randy Muir on this tune.
So okay, it's a dandy. It's a dandy from Randy. Here we go.
This old town filled with sin, it'll swallow you in if you've got some money to burn. Take it home right away. You got 3 years to pay, but Satan waiting his turn. This old earthquake's gonna leave me in the poorhouse. It seems like this whole town's insane. On the 31st floor, a gold-plated door will keep out the Lord's burning rain. Now a scientist say that it'll all wash away, but we don't believe anymore. 'Cause we've got our recruits and our green mohaired suits, so please leave your ID.
Hey, Swamp, here comes here goes my old buddy Randy. It's called Sin City, I believe.
Song written by the late Graham Parsons. Randy's a big fan of him. I like him a lot, too. I think I'm probably playing guitar right now.
Okay, it's a dandy. It's a dandy from Randy. Here we go.
Keep out the Lord's burning rain. My friend came around, tried to clean up this town. His ideas made some people mad. So he trusted his crowd, and he spoke right out loud. And we lost the best friend we had. This old earthquake's gonna leave me in the poorhouse. It seems like this whole town's insane. On the 31st floor, a gold-plated door will keep out the Lord's burning rain. On the 31st floor, a gold plated door won't keep out the Lord's burning rain.
Hey, there goes Randy.
Goes our old buddy Randy.
Here he goes.
Yes. He became our nursing home buddy.
Yeah, our nursing home buddy. One of our buddies at the home.
So far, nobody's been kept at the home. When we
no, I remember, but they've tried.
They've tried a couple times. Yeah. Hey, John, where were you in August of 1969? Well, I was 15 years old, and there's an event that happened at that point in time, and it's called Woodstock. And I ran across an interesting factoid here that I don't know how I came across this, but the musician Richie Havens opened the whole show, the whole festival, and I did some background. He played at Hyde Park in England in front of the supergroup Blind Faith at the time, and that was in June, which thousands and thousands of people there, free concert, of course. In July, he came to, here's the tie with the homegrown thing, as he played the Mississippi River Festival. Kind of on the grounds, sort of outside of SIUE down there in Edwardsville, and probably 20,000 people. His next gig was at Woodstock, which is like a million people, right? So a good summer for Richie.
Yeah.
And he always mentioned it in all his resumes, and why not? Here's the other little fun fact is him and the folk singer Tim Hardin were arguing over who's going to go first. I don't want to go out there. And then Rich said, I'll go out there. And at this point, it wasn't even capacity yet. This is like Friday evening when people are still rolling in. And Haywood just did a great set there. And he said he thought he played for 45 minutes or an hour, but probably not that long. But anyway, I thought we could do an interactive thing. We're not going to play his song at Woodstock. But if you're interested, go home and put your LP on or your CD or watch the movie.
Watch the movie, yeah.
And then good. Stay up for 3 days, then you get the
that's up to you. Sit around a very wet place and
yeah,
right, 3 days.
Maybe bring some mud in the house with you. Just go out on the boat or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, salute to Woodstock.
Try that at home. Yeah,
yeah.
It'd be a big hit.
Yeah. If you're a kid, don't do that. You get in trouble. So,
yeah.
All right, salute to Woodstock.
Yeah, salute to Woodstock. Salute. Here we go.
And I guess we'll see you in September.
See you in September. Come September. Here we go. Thanks, Swaps.